Next Chapter Podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Macbeth. Episode 7, Who Will Be Crowned at Scone? For the best listening experience, be sure to use your headphones or earbuds, and don't forget to wash your hands.
Geese, villain.
Soldiers, sir.
Go prick thy face and make bloody thy fear, thou lily-livered boy. What soldiers, fool? Death of thy soul. Those linen cheeks of thine are counselors to fear. What soldiers, milkface?
The English force, so please you.
Take thy face hence. Satan! I am sick at heart when I behold Satan, I say! This push will cheer me ever or dethrone me now. I have lived long enough. My way of life is fallen dry into the desert, the yellow leaf, and that which should accompany old age like honor, love, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to have, but in their stead, curses. Soft but deep. Breathing false honor which the heart would gladly deny, but dare not. Satan!
What's your gracious pleasure?
What news more?
All is confirmed, my lord, which was reported.
I'll fight till from my bones my flesh be hacked. Give me my armor.
'Tis not needed yet.
I'll put it on. Send out more horses, skirt the country round, hang those that talk of fear. Give me mine armor. How does your patient, doctor?
Not so sick, my lord, as she is troubled with disturbing visions that keep her from her rest.
Cure her of that! Canst thou not minister to a mind diseased? Pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow, raise out the written troubles of the brain, and with some sweet, oblivious antidote, cleanse the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff which weighs upon the heart?
Therein, the patient must minister to herself.
Well, throw potions to the dogs. I'll none of it. Come, put mine armor on. Give me my lance. Satan, send out. Doctor, the thanes fly from me. Come, sir. Hurry. If thou couldst, doctor, test the water of my land, find her disease, and purge it to a sound and pristine health, I'd applaud thee to the very echo that should applaud again. Put off, I say. What rhubarb, senna, what purgative drug would cleanse these English hence? Hear thou of them?
Aye, my good lord. Your royal preparation makes us hear something.
Then bring it on to me. I will not be afraid of death and pain till Burnham Forest come to Dunsinane.
Were I from Dunsinane away and clear, profit again should hardly draw me here.
Cousins, I hope the days are near at hand that we'll be safe in our beds.
We doubt it nothing.
What wood is this before us?
The wood of Burnham.
Let every soldier hew him down a bough and bear it before him. Thereby shall we conceal the numbers of our men and make discovery falsely and report of us.
It shall be done.
We learn nothing new other than the confident tyrant keeps still in Dunsinane and will endure our encampment before it.
'Tis his main hope. For where there is advantage to be given, both high and low have revolted against him, and none serve with him but those enforced things, whose hearts are absent too.
Let honest judgment attend the true outcome, and put we on industrious soldiership.
The time approaches that will with due decision make us know what we shall say we have, and what we owe. Speculative thoughts leave unsure hopes to fate, but for sure results, steel must arbitrate. Towards which?
Advance the war!
Hang out our banners on the outward walls. The cry is still they come. Our castle's strength will scoff at any siege. Here let them lie. Till famine and the fever eat them up. Were they not forced with those that should be ours, we might have met them fearless, face to face, and beat them fiercely back home. What is that noise?
It is the cry of women, my good lord.
I have almost forgot the taste of fears. Time has been, my senses would have cooled to hear a night shriek, and my head of hair would at a frightening tale stand and stir as life were in it. I have supped with slain horrors. Such dread familiar to my slaughterous thoughts cannot startle me. Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been time for such a word. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out. Out. Brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Nothing. Thou comest to use thy tongue, thy story, quickly.
Gracious my lord, I shall report to you that which I say I saw, but know not how to do it.
Just say, sir.
As I stand my watch upon the hill, I look toward Burnham, and ere long, methought the wood began to move.
Liar and slave!
Let me endure your wrath if it be not so. Within this 3 miles, may you see it coming. I say, a moving grove.
If thou speakst false, upon the next tree shalt thou hang alive, till famine cling thee. If thy speech be such, I care not if thou dost for me as much. I rein in resolution and begin to doubt the equivocation of the fiend that lies like truth. Fear not till Burnham Wood do come to Dunsinane, and now a wood comes toward Dunsinane. Arm, arm, and fight. If this which he avouches does appear, there is no flying hence nor tarrying here. I begin to be aweary of the sun and wish the estate of the world were now undone. Ring the alarm bell. Blow wind, come rack. At least we'll die with harness on our back.
Ha! Now, near enough. Your leafy screens throw down and show like those you are.
You, worthy uncle, shall with my cousin, your right noble son, lead our first battle. Worthy Macduff and we shall take upon what else remains to do according to our order.
Fare you well. Do we but find the tyrant's power tonight? Let us be beaten if we cannot fight!
Make all our trumpets speak. Give them all breath. Those clamorous harbingers of blood and death!
tied me to a stake. I cannot fly. But bear-like, I must fight the course. What's he that was not born of woman? Such a one am I to fear, or none.
What is thy name?
Thou shalt be afraid to hear it.
No, though thou callst thyself a hotter name than any is in hell.
My name's Macbeth.
The devil himself could not pronounce a title more hateful to mine ear.
No, nor more fearful.
Thou liest, abhorrent tyrant. With my sword I'll prove the lie thou speakest.
Thou wast born of woman, but swords I smile at, weapons laugh to scorn. Brandished by manlets of a woman born.
That way the noises. Tyrant, show thy face. If thou be slain, and with no stroke of mine, my wife and children's ghosts will haunt me still. I cannot strike at wretched men whose arms are hired to bear their lances. Either thou, Macbeth, or else my sword, with an unbloodied edge, I sheathe again undeeded. There thou shouldst be. By this great clatter, one of greatest note seems proclaimed. Let me find him, Fortune, and more I beg not.
This way, my lord. The castle is gently rendered. The tyrant's people on both sides do fight. The noble thanes do bravely in the war. The day almost gives itself to you, and little is to do.
We have met with foes who, as friends, will not strike us.
Enter, sir, the castle. Why should I play the Roman fool and die on mine own sword? Whilst I see the living, gashes I will grant them.
Turn. Hellhound, turn.
Of all men else, I have avoided thee. But get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword. Thou bloodier villain than words can call thee out.
Thou wastest thy work, as if blindly thrusting thy keen sword through the vaporous air to make me bleed. Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life which must not yield to one of woman born.
Despair thy charm, and let the devil, whom thou still hast served, tell thee. Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped.
Accursed be the tongue that tells me so, for it hath cowed my very manliness. And be these midnight hags no more believed, that deal false with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee.
Then yield thee, coward, and live to be the laughing stock of the time. We'll have thee, as our rarer monsters are, blazed on a banner and written below. Here may you see the tyrant.
I will not yield to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet, and to be baited with the rabble's curse, though Birnam Wood be come to Dunsinane, and thou, my foe, being of no woman born, yet I will try the last. Before my body I throw my warlike shield. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries.
Hold
the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I would the friends we miss were safe arrived.
Some have died here, and yet by these I see, so great a day as this is worth such loss.
Hail, King Malcolm, for so thou art. Behold, here stands the usurper's cursed head. The time is free. I see thee circled by thy kingdom's pearl that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire aloud with mine. Hail, King of Scotland!
Hail, King of Scotland!
Yes, hail the King of Scotland, Fleance.
What?
Hail the King, Banquo's son.
I'm here.
All hail, Fleance.
Yes, hail.
We shall not spend a large expense of time before we reckon with your several loves and make us even with you. My thanes and kinsmen, henceforth be earls, the first that ever Scotland in such an honor named.
Yes.
What we must do is to plant anew in this freed earth by calling home our exiled friends abroad who fled the snares of watchful tyranny. Then bring forth to justice the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who, as 'tis thought, by self and violent hands, took her own life. This, and what needful else that calls upon us, by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time, and place. So thanks to all at once, whom by next moon, here we invite to see us crowned at Scone.
So thanks to all at once,
who by next moon,
thee we invite to see,
who will be crowned at Scone.
Trouble, fire burning cauldron bubble.
Fillet of a forest make, in the cauldron boil and bake.
Eye of newt and toe of frog, full of bat and tongue of dog.
For a charm of powerful trouble, like a head broth boil and bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burning cauldron bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burning cauldron bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burning cauldron bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
The Play On podcast series, Macbeth, was translated into modern English verse by Migdalia Cruz and directed by Edward Torres. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Sound design, mix engineering, and original music composition by David Molina. Sound engineer, Daniel Ben-Shimon. Executive Producer, Michael Goodfriend. Senior Producer, Miriam Lauba. Managing producer, Robert Capadona. Coordinating producer, Taylor Bailey. Casting by the Telsey Office. Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. The cast is as follows. Armando Riesco as Macbeth. Sabrina Guevara as Lady Macbeth. Chinaza Uche as Macduff. Jordan Barbour as Banquo. Bernard White as Duncan. Daniel Jose Molina as Malcolm. Flor Delis Perez as Lady Macduff. Barzan Akavan as Ross and the Porter. Annie Henk as Lennox. Elijah Goodfriend as Macduff's son. Featuring Manila Luzon, Monet Exchange, and Miss Peppermint as the witches. Also featuring David Watson on the bagpipes. Voice and text coach, Rebecca Clark Carey. Equipment and recording engineer, Tommy Freed. Sound effects assistant, Ben Welty. Production assistant, Benjamin Goodfriend. The senior manager of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series Macbeth is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit playonpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about the Play On Shakespeare podcast series by listening to bonus content at playonpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And don't forget to wash your hands.
Next Chapter Podcasts is proud to present the Play On podcast series, Pericles.
Young Prince of Tyre, these skulls belonged to princes like yourself.
They say give up before you're just like them.
In a new modern English verse translation by Alan McLaughlin.
My life's at stake.
Starting Friday, June 4th. Here's Shakespeare's timeless tale about a man who loses everything only to find what matters most. Subscribe, rate and review Play On Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Go to playonpodcast.com to learn more.
I still need a pair of pants.
Well, we can get you some. We can make a pair out of my best shirt.
Next Chapter Podcasts.